We have evolved, I would say, from things that you added on to get a little bit of extra performance, whether that is small improvements, incremental innovation in average daily gain or fee conversion. And I would say the biggest change I've seen since 2015 until now within our additives group is really when we dig into the products and the mode of action of those products. It's no longer putting two things together, whether it's a phytogenic and an organic acid or a medium chain fatty acid with a yeast component, right? It's in, and then seeing what they'll do in the animal. It is starting with the physiological response that we want to elicit in the animal. Is it less gut inflammation, which is going to lead to better performance, right? But it's not, it's more that what is the particular metabolic function you want to enhance.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. AB Vista, new nutritional perspectives and novel enzyme applications to drive pig production. You can combat mycotoxins in your feed with Fumezyme from DSM Firmenich. Fumezyme is the only FDA-approved enzyme to degrade fumonisins. Adiseo provides programs and services to help producers achieve their targets in a high-quality, safe, and sustainable way. Eastman works with you to accelerate your nutritional program innovation. Start your journey with us at eastman.com. Healthier pigs are good for producers, people, profits, and planet.
Fortiva is moving beyond feed additives to create foundational ingredients that work with your pig's physiology to support resilience and health. With proven technologies like Ambitine, Flow Matrix, and Endura, Fortiva helps you address the toughest challenges in swine production. From gut health to growth performance, together we can make animals more resilient in the face of future challenges. Learn how at FortivaImpact.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Swine It Podcast. I'm Dr. Tara Donovan, your host today. And I have as my guest, Dr. Stacy Crowder. She's the Director of Sales and Technical Innovation with Fortiva. On today's show, we're going to learn about Fortiva, an animal health and feed ingredient company that focuses on foundational ingredients that are the building blocks of animal nutrition and health. Specifically, we're going to dive into Fortiva's feed additives role in PRRS management. Before we get started, let's learn a little bit more about Dr. Stacy Crowder. Stacy, can you give us an introduction and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am Dr. Stacy Crowder, and I lead the Fortiva Group. We are the additive team within Land O'Lakes Animal Nutrition. I have been at Land O'Lakes for the last 12 years, but I've been a swine nutritionist since the early 2000s. I actually started as a ruminant nutritionist who then switched over to swine nutrition in the industry and then decided to go back and get my PhD in swine nutrition and health.
Great. Let's start off. Just tell us a little bit about the background of Fortiva.
Yeah. So Fortiva is new to probably most of your listeners here. It is, like I said, the additives division within Land O'Lakes. And it was formerly known as PMI, and it was launched in the industry in 2015, but just recently became the company name as Fortiva in 2024. And we launched that just right before World Pork in last year. And it's important that I want the listeners to understand what Fortiva stands for. I want them to understand the products and the research-proven solutions. Fortiva is the combination of Fortify and Viva, meaning fortifying life. And we focus on products within the additive team here at Land O'Lakes that go the entire gamut of animal resilience to business resilience. And so when you think about or you hear the Fortiva name and a product associated with that, we're really focused on animal performance, health and immunity, risk management, and then operational efficiency. So those are our four buckets of, I would say, platforms or product categories. And so that's why it was important for us to give it a new name to help the industry understand what types of solutions we would be bringing forward.
Great. No, I appreciate that. It's a great explanation, especially even for the name Fortiva. So So feed additives have been, you know, a growing market for decades. They've been around, you know, for as long as I've been around. But how has Fortiva's technology evolved to address these changes? So elaborate a little bit on some of those more in-depth platforms that you just spoke about.
Yes. So I would say that early on when I entered the industry and think about additive technologies, it focused on the extras, the additives, the whether you're thinking of we use this internally as the ice cream sundae is when you think about an additive, what is it? And most people would say it's the sprinkles or it's the hot fudge. And I want people to understand our approach to additives at Fortiva is that it's the vanilla flavoring in the ice cream. Because you can't have ice cream without the flavor, whether it's chocolate or vanilla. Otherwise, it's just frozen milk. And so that's really the best analogy I can give for understanding functional or essential compounds that are needed to get more out of the diet. But we have evolved, I would say, from things that you added on to get a little bit of extra performance, whether that is small improvements, incremental innovation in average daily gain or feed conversion. And I would say the biggest change I've seen since 2015 until now within our additives group is really when we dig into the products and the mode of action of those products. It's no longer putting two things together, whether it's a phytogenic and an organic acid or a medium chain fatty acid with a yeast component, right? It's in, and then seeing what they'll do in the animal. It is starting with the physiological response that we want to elicit in the animal. Is it less gut inflammation, which is going to lead to better performance, right? But it's not, it's more of that, what is the particular metabolic function you want to enhance? That could be a positive, you want to turn it on, or you want to turn some things off to save energy or immune modulation, right? Whether it's a stimulated immune system that's stealing energy. And so I would say that that's the biggest change of the approach of changing from our previous, the way we entered the market in 2015 to the way the technologies under Fortiva that will be coming out last year, this year, and then in the future is really that mode of action piece and the science behind it. And so when you start with the physiological response that we're trying to have an impact on, and then you go to, okay, this is the enzyme or this is the receptor that actually kickstarts that response. And this is the ingredient that may have that component, or maybe we need to go find that component. And so when you think about it, that it's going to give us a targeted and intentional response in the animal, which is going to lead to consistency for producers. When I think about some categories in animal nutrition, plant botanicals, medium chain fatty acids, glycans, those types of technologies we focus on within Fortiva, but there are also some that producers have seen work and then may struggle with seeing it a second time. Or I also work with our poultry side. So depending on the environmental challenge, would depend on how the producer might evaluate it or see the performance. And so when we focus on that metabolic function, like I said, it's really to deliver a targeted and intentional response that's consistent for producers.
Well, thank you so much for that description. I really love the ice cream description first, because that helped me to understand the difference between, you know, what your products do, which are really, you know, more than just the additive sprinkle on top. So very, very cool. And so it seems like the feed technologies that you have are really more specific or targeted. So let's dig into the targeted products or technologies that impact the pig health and performance. Let's talk about those.
Yes. So I opened it up talking about when I decided to go back and get my PhD in nutrition and health in swine management. But I really want to focus on understanding the ingredients that we're putting in the diet. And so I was taught early on when I came in the industry, pigs don't need necessarily ingredients, they need nutrients. And understanding what each ingredient brings to the table on the nutrients or the available pieces there for the animal to use. And so when we think about how do we take nutrition and impact animal health, And I just draw all the listeners back to 70 to 80% of the animal's immune system is in the gut. And so it's not a far stretch to understand that we might be able to feed certain compounds or certain molecules that actually can have a systemic response on the animal's immune system. And so at Fortiva, we do a lot of focus on, like I said, medium chain fatty acids and even phytogenics or plant botanicals, essential oils, because we know that they are have very strong immune modulatory effects. And so when we think about gut health and all of the things that go into that, I like to say, what was the definition of gut health? It could be a lot of different things. It could be antioxidant. It could be anti-inflammatory. And really balancing the gut microbiome falls into the same category. So it's really like gut homeostasis. It's keeping everything in a nice balance. And when we do that, we know that we're taking energy that may have gone to an immune response or to gut repair that's going to get translated into animal performance. It's going to go into more pounds of pork because we're going to put that energy to growth and not to maintenance of the gut. But the piece that I focus on a little bit here is respiratory health and respiratory challenges, because when we look at the industry and where we might struggle as an industry, I see most of my time is can we solve this respiratory piece and that gut-lung barrier? And can we feed something that then impacts it? And so that's some of the promising things that I would say from a feed additive, and why producers might think of using a feed additive to impact health is because, like I said, 70 to 80% of the immune system is in the gut. Those receptors that are there then trigger, whether that's circulating T cells and B cells and those circulating immune cells that are going to recognize a pathogen, deal with it and clear it out, instead of having an immune suppression or distraction there where the immune system's trying to fight it off and taking energy. If we can recognize the pathogen or the disease pressure sooner, that animal then responds faster, it'll lead to a faster recovery.
Yeah, no, great explanation there, because, you know, we're going to dig into PERS, right? Porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome here. And, you know, we think about that as, you know, a reproductive and respiratory syndrome, but certainly, you know, it all starts in the gut, and it all starts with this particular virus and its effect on the immune system. So we know that PERS is a year-round issue in the industry, but it's particularly challenging in the colder months. So how would producers consider this feed additive for managing PERS? So is it a preventative? Is it, you know, you kind of have this herd that break, we call it breaks with PERS, right? And so has an acute introduction of a new virus, or has the virus that is endemic that, you know, during the colder months, you see it become clinical. So tell us how we would use a feed additive as a solution.
Yeah, so that's kind of a loaded question. And I'm sure your listeners are like, I wonder if she has the answer to this age-old problem of PERS. So I will honestly say we have to really look at it from a holistic standpoint and the PERS syndrome that we have, and all of the different facets of the disease and the management of it. Because if I was to come on here and say, you know what, this additive is going to be more of a preventative, I think that was the first part of the question, is it preventative or is it treatment? And I really want to say that there's so many different ways in which the PERS virus can enter a herd. And that can be from the colder months, right? The wind is blowing, and there's whether you have a filtered barn, whether you don't have a filtered barn, did it blow in? Did it walk in? Those types of scenarios of how it gets on a farm. But there's a lot of times that we'll do a root cause analysis with a producer and we'll never identify exactly how it got there. So I really focus on preventative measurements that have a benefit in the animal that then can target or be focused on a reduced incidence and severity. And so can we help sow farms recover sooner? So I would say probably in the last 3 to 4 years is where I've seen PERS really start to be more of a year-round. And I like to say not always a good thing, right? When farms are coming up on an anniversary or a birthday, whatever we would like to use of that, of 12 months or more of trying to stabilize and to get it out. It used to be, I would say, more classical, a farm would break and 6 to 7 months, right? We can start to get them stable and then we get to the other side of it. I would say that since the emergence of some of these more virulent strains of PRRS that we've seen, I use the term the PRRS hangover. It just kind of just lingers and lingers, and then we'll have rebreaks and those types. And so hot spots that just kind of pop up. And so when you think about, there's two different ways I think about it. We can think about it from an overall just preventative. Is there something we put in the diet seasonally or at a low level there, like a mycotoxin binder, right? It's just in there when we know we got times of need. Is there something like that in that category that we could use? And so we do have products, so we do focus on products that are more in the diet. They're more as a low level preventative in case feed would be contaminated. But we know that feed's not the only risk factor that a farm has, because it is aerosol and the other ways in which transmission. So when I focus on those types of technologies, I'm going to evaluate them based on, do they have a benefit in the animal? Do they elicit a response in the immune system that is not just in the feeder, right? Because we know that disease comes in other ways. And so can we reduce the incidence and severity by strengthening the immune system? Two, treatment. So there's preventative that's more of a low-level maintenance type of a technology that can be used. But when you think about treatment, it's like stopping a moving train, right? If we can prevent the train from taking off, we have a much better chance of keeping it under control versus once that train leaves the station and it starts to pick up speed. Then when you start talking treatment technologies, now you're talking of usually a higher dosage, a little bit more expense to the producer to get in front of or to get ahead of that disease. And so I think I focus a lot on the immune modulation pieces if you're going to try to treat, because like I said, it's already left the train left the station, right? So we know that when the pig is exposed to the PRRS virus and starts to replicate in the animal, that it, I use the word suppresses the immune system. I've worked with some swine veterinary practitioners that are, say, it distracts the immune system. It eventually catches up and clears it, but it doesn't allow it to respond in a really quick manner. And so that's where we get to that, basically the response. Can we recognize the disease? Can we have technologies that reduce incidence and severity? And so our overall kind of maintenance level at Fortiva is we have a product called Vitacy Feedlock that is focused on medium chain fatty acid technologies that is based on putting, and Band-Aid's not the right word, but when I think about biosecurity, we have really good protocols for people, animals, and movement. When you focus on feed, it's a little bit different, and it's really understanding, is there a component that I can put in here that I know is going to have a response in the animal? It's not just something that's in the feed, and if the feed's clean, then I wasted my money, right? It kind of goes out the other end of the animal. Medium-chain fatty acid technologies have been researched. They've been utilized on the human side as preservatives to keep things, bad things from growing within those types of foods in which they're added to. But they also have this immune modulatory and antimicrobial properties to them. And so that's why they're an intriguing category for us, is because we can really apply them a lot of different ways. And then when we talk about the treatment of PRRS, at Fortiva, we have a product called Endura, which is, again, based on medium chain fatty acid technologies, just a slight tweak to it, where we've added in some direct fed microbials or other dietary components that we know can address what's happening in the animal at the time of a PRRS infection. And so when you think about the secondaries, right, the secondary bacterial infections that then lead to pneumonia or lung lesions, whether that's mycoplasma, whether that's strep, you know, there's a plethora of those bacteria that kind of come along for the ride. And it's because of the suppression of that immune system. It's because we're not clearing that virus fast enough. So when we start to look at technologies, I'm looking for something that's going to stimulate neutralizing antibodies. And so that's where we focused a lot of our work with medium chain fatty acids, is in that immune modulatory piece. So knowing that we're going to have some general, I don't call it a stimulated immune system. I call it a prepared immune system, because if the immune system is stimulated, again, that gives me that signal that it's taking energy away for something. Whereas a prepared immune system means that we have circulating immune cells that are going to recognize it sooner. So our macrophages are going to recognize that virus and clear it, whether it is the T cells, and those receptors along the gut lining that can stimulate that, or are polarizing naive T cells that then can lead to having more circulating immune cells. And so that's when I'm thinking, that's what goes through my head when I'm thinking of how can I help the animals, a system that is already developed, well-developed, go and attack or go and find that PRRS virus sooner, or deal with the bacterial secondaries, right? Help them clear that. And so I think it's two different approaches. Preventative is more maintenance, usually lower inclusions, versus a treatment, you're going to really go hard and a little bit higher dosage, and more of that, what I refer to as targeted intentional, whereas your maintenance is going to be broad spectrum because you don't know what you're going to get exposed to, versus the treatment, you're going to target what exactly can prevent replication of that virus and give you that benefit if they're basically, like I said, I think the word I used is it reduced incidence and severity. It seems easy to do. However, I can tell you it's very hard.
Yeah, I can agree with that. So thank you for that description of, you know, kind of a more specifically applied approach, right, to PRRS management and how your products can be beneficial. And it sounds like there needs to be a close connection between, you know, your team and the nutritionists and producers on really how to best utilize the products and get the most out of them. And so kind of along with that, how do you help the producers and nutritionists, veterinarians, to understand if the products are, you know, working effectively? How do you measure that? What's your suggestion?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would say, like I said, I've been in the industry since the early 2000s. If I had the answer to that, it's one of those age old things, like I'd be very rich, right? But I actually think that you keyed in on it in the question is actually really part of the solution. There is that it is a team approach. It isn't necessarily me going in, or a company, or regardless of whose technology is saying, this is the product that you need to look at. It truly is a partnership. It is the additive technology. Here at Fortiva, we partner with the producer as well as the health services group or the veterinarian that's working with that herd to really understand what are the aspects we're trying to solve. Is it PRRS? Is it something else? Right. And so once you come together as a team, and believe you me, this is something that is I've seen probably more since the PEDV breaks in early 2013, 2014 than I did earlier than that in the industry. We didn't really see a nutritionist, a veterinarian, a live production manager, and a feed technology expert really sitting down and saying, okay, what are your issues? And let's see if we can solve those. But I think when you're looking at a technology and is it working? It's one of those that I would love to say you put this in and you're not going to have PRRS, but that's, like I said, that's not going to happen. So you can't always look at it from, do I have PRRS? So that reduced incidence and severity, are they recovering faster? Are we getting, maybe you've got multiple sow barns that have broke, or you're looking at those and we can help you utilize the technology and we can show you that they can recover faster, or we can stabilize them and help prevent. There's also things I want to focus on when it comes to return on investment, because that's really what we're getting at. Is it working? Am I getting the value out of the money I'm spending on this technology? And I want to make sure that people are focused on it. It's more of an operational efficiency and understanding, because you can't walk into a barn and say, oh, there's less inflammation here than I had in the last turn of pigs. I would love to be able to say that, but there's those silent thieves that I talk about that steal the energy that should have went to growth, and it's going to either gut maintenance or respiratory or an immune response. And so when you think about, you have to look at it holistically from the operation. Is it, what's the average daily gain? What's my, or if it's a sow farm, what's my sow performance looking like? What's my rebreeds, repeat services or non-productive days on that as a whole for that herd? And am I improving those? Because if you can make improvements to those measurements, that's going to add up to that producer. You're going to have that sow is going to be working for you more days out of the year if you've got less non-productive days. If you have a reduced wean to first service, if you've got reduced repeat services, right, you're going to have a savings in genetics costs to that if you're not having to use extra or to breed her service two or three times, right? So when you think about it, there's a lot of different things that I like to sit down and say, this is what I want to focus on with a producer, and partnering with that veterinarian to say, is it non-productive days? Is it wean to estrus? Is it litter performance? There are technologies that can enhance colostrum or milk quality that can then lead to reduction of pre-weaning mortality in those piglets. And so if that sow's got more energy that can be put to either fetal development or mammary function, you're going to see that response in the piglet. And so making sure that we're looking at it on a sow farm from sow productivity measurements, also to that litter performance and how many pigs are live born versus weaned. And then when you think about it from a wean to finish operation, right, it's average daily gain. It's looking at closeouts, at feed conversion, and understanding that feed conversion is not just a benefit to that turn. It's just that not that 1,000 head or 1,200 head barn, right? It is also efficiency if you own the feed mill, if you were stretching your feed dollar further. And so there's other things, and I want to make sure that we're looking at it from a holistic point of view. And so that's where, if I'm working with producers or veterinarians to say, okay, how do we evaluate if this technology is working? It's always best to set those expectations up front. And what are we trying to target? And then let's make sure that the product we choose or the technology that we choose to put in the diet actually is research, has research behind it, and is a proven solution to the risk or the particular measurement in which you're trying to find. And I think those are always best had up front when we're targeting and building the technology for the producer than it is to put it in there and then come in and look at a 6-month closeout or look at sow productivity over 6 to 12 months and say, okay, I really don't see if it's working. I think you got to set those measurements up ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. So have a plan in place, right? And have a good discussion with all the stakeholders, so to speak, on, you know, really making sure that that PERS management and health management strategy is going to work. And then how do you measure it? Having that discussed up front, not, you know, at the back end of how do we know if this is working or not? So I agree that's a great approach. So we've kind of covered goals here today. I think we talked about Fortiva and your unique approach and products. We talked about some applications with PERS and both kind of a prevention type thought process and maybe a therapy or cure, how to measure that, how to have a discussion with the producer and, you know, be all at the table, kind of setting some goals for the products. So anything else you'd like to add, Stacey, as we wrap up today?
Yeah, I'll just remind everybody that the Fortiva is the additives group within Land O'Lakes. It's a new name that really we would like the industry, I guess, or I'd like the listeners to take away from this, is that Fortiva is really the commitment of Land O'Lakes to partner with animal producers and to help them withstand whatever it is to fortify their businesses, for whether that's environmental changes, regulatory changes, or just health and immunity changes that we want to impact for producers. And so that's Land O'Lakes' commitment to continue to work with producers, continue to be a solution, and bring value to our animal producers. So
it's time for our famous three.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Keyes Manufacturing is America's number one source for cheese meal and dairy powders for your feed. Check us out at keysmanufacturing.com. Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers. Vaccinova, formulate to your needs, custom-made vaccines. Visit us at vaxinova.us.com for more info. That's vaxxinova.us.com. SUNY, we provide value-added biotech solutions. SUNY is a professional solution provider for enzymes, probiotics, and functional additives. We offer customized formulas to target nutritional issues in livestock and maximize the utility of animal feed. Find us at SUNY.com, spelled S-U-N-H-Y, for more information.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So as we finish our time today, I want to say thank you to our listeners. And if you have questions or comments, send those through on your podcast platform. Also, if you liked our show today, give us a thumbs up. Stacy, a trademark of our show is to ask our guest a few thought-provoking questions. So the first one is, what is a book or resource that you use in your area of expertise?
Yeah, that's a great question because I happen to be at the Midwest Animal Science meetings. I actually just ran back up to me. That's why the curtain's behind me here. I really think that I would say the book of interest is on immunology. And so as you can see, a lot of the questions that I answered or how I answered those questions was focused on that. So that's probably why, is because I'm more researching into that. But I think that any chance that you can get to go to a scientific meeting on cutting edge technology, and there's a lot coming up. So AASV just happened. Midwest Animal Science is going on right now. And DPP is actually going to be in the U.S. this year. It will be a great opportunity for people to learn more about the technologies that might be coming out in the animal industry. So just a plug for those is to stay educated, learn something new every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I'm not familiar with DPP.
Digestive Physiology of Pigs.
Ah, okay. Okay, great. So, Stacy, how about a book or resource not related to animal nutrition or immunity that you would recommend we check out?
So I'm actually reading a book called Relentless, and I can't think of the author right off the top of my head, but it is about, it's a sports book. It's about a sports trainer who worked with Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, and it talks about the different personalities on a sports team and the cleaner and their mentality and how you think about things and how you attack challenges. So it was actually a book recommended by the president of our feed division within Land O'Lakes, who had read it. And it's really just about persevering and pushing through hard times. And I think everybody can relate to we got a lot of stuff on the forefront of animal nutrition or animal production challenges facing us, and whether that's ingredient availability to health and stuff. And so I just thought it was a really good analogy. I have children that play sports, and so I could apply it either to my personal life or to my work life. And so I recommend it. I'm about 3/4 of the way through it, and I've highlighted quite a bit. So the book is called Relentless.
Great. Thank you for that. I have a sports family as well, so I'll check it out. So the last question is, tell us what you feel an attribute or characteristic that sets a successful professional apart from others.
Yeah, so I'll go back to something that my grandfather used to say, and it's like you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So it doesn't seem like it on this because we're all talking and going back and forth, but it's listening. It's listen to whoever you're working with, whether that's your team at your job, or it's the producers that you work with or the industry. It's just listen and understand, take it in and listen to really understand and comprehend, not just to respond.
Great. I love that. Well, thank you so much for listening to our show, and thank you for being our guest. I learned a lot. And again, if you have questions or comments for Dr. Stacy Crowder with Fortiva, send them through on your platform. Thanks and have a great day.
feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with Elite Remote Talent without the time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on more $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.